That Old Mistletoe Curse, a Blood and Smoke series fanfic by Misura, read by Katie Hart,
Maggie Jolie,
and the 24th Key.
Pairing Tony Foster, Lee Nicholas, with additional tags for Mistletoe. Summary: Lee, Tony, and the oldest, cheesiest spell in the books. Pre-Ashes AU.
Tony wondered why these sorts of things always seemed to happen to him. Although, to be completely fair, a good part of the time, they didn't just happen to him, but also, or only, to the people around him. Perhaps he should start giving up his career in television and become a reclusive hermit instead. Of course, then he'd get rather lonely, and Henry'd probably drag him back at the earliest opportunity, assuming he'd let Tony get so far as to find some nice, quiet place where he could live without being a threat to society. So it wouldn't work anyway. Still.
"I've got good news and bad news,"
he told Lee. Would Lee miss him if he'd leave to become a hermit? Tony'd like to think so. Perhaps Lee'd even miss him enough to come after him. Then Tony could tell him that he'd go anywhere as long as Lee was there. And Lee'd finally get it. Maybe. If Lee didn't, or worse, did get it and wasn't interested, at least Tony'd already be in a perfect place to hide away for the rest of his life. All things considered, perhaps it was just as well Tony had no intentions of setting out to become a hermit.
"What's the good news?"
Tony blinked, momentarily distracted by visions of his future life as a hermit.
"I know how to break the spell."
The spell in question being one that had limited Lee's freedom of movement to a small circle. Tony still had no idea who'd cast it or why, but he suspected they'd used the hustle and bustle surrounding the studio's Christmas party to get inside and hide one rather special sprig of mistletoe among the dozen or so that had already been hung up earlier. Most of the crew had ignored them, Tony included. He'd hoped, of course, that maybe Lee'd suddenly appear right next to him, notice a sprig of mistletoe above their heads and kiss him, but... right. Keep on dreaming. Well, it had seemed wisest to stick to the other side of the room, especially after he'd had a few drinks. The last thing he'd wanted to do was make a complete ass of himself. Especially in front of Lee, who seemed to be rather determined to stick to his side of the room, a fact which Tony had told himself not to take personally. As it turned out, Lee simply hadn't been able to leave his side of the room once he'd wandered under the spelled mistletoe. Rather than making a scene, he'd pretended nothing was amiss until the party had come to an end, and Tony, in an outburst of self-pity and general depression at the state of his love life, had volunteered to stay and clean up. To everyone's surprise, Lee'd promptly volunteered as well, putting Tony on cloud nine for all of the 5 minutes it took the rest of the guests to clear out. At which point Lee had popped his bubble by mentioning that something strange seemed to be going on at his side of the room, and might Tony perhaps be able to offer some sort of explanation and or assistance.
"All right, how?"
Whoever had intended to trap Lee must have had the rest of their plans gone awry. Tony had been able to ascertain that the spell had, indeed, specifically targeted Lee, as Lee had talked to a number of people over the course of the evening, none of whom had been unable to leave. But it seemed obvious that Lee had been trapped for a specific purpose. And given that nobody had shown up to take advantage of Lee's being unable to go home, Tony could only assume the unknown spellcaster had been forced to abandon that part of his or her plan.
"That's the bad news, I'm afraid."
Tony wasn't quite sure how he was going to say this without sounding like a... well, like he'd been the one to cast a spell. It was just too weird.
"As far as I can tell, the only way to break the spell is by letting me kiss you."
He'd never have cast a spell like this, of course. He might feel like a desperate, horny teenager around Lee, but Tony'd never use magic for something like this. It would be wrong. Tony hoped Lee knew him well enough to realize that. And maybe liked him enough to let Tony kiss him. Lee looked rather taken aback. Tony's brain caught up with his mouth, and he hurriedly added,
"Or anyone else, really. It doesn't have to be me."
Tony wanted it to be him, obviously. Why not? If Lee was going to have to kiss anyone, not because he wanted to kiss them, but because kissing someone would break a spell, then why shouldn't it be Tony? He was here, he was single, and he was perfectly willing. Answer, because you're a guy and Lee doesn't kiss guys, stupid.
How sure are you about that?
It took Tony a moment to realize Lee wasn't replying to his thoughts.
Pretty sure?
Well, I mean, you are, after all, a wizard,
Lee said.
And I'm trapped here by magic, so it seems logical enough that it's going to take a wizard's kiss to get me out of here again.
Did that seem logical? It hadn't seemed logical to Tony 5 seconds ago, but now that Lee mentioned it...
No.
Honesty was always better in the long run.
It could be anyone.
Even when I want it to be me.
Maybe I should go look for someone.
And tell them what?
Lee smiled, looking amused. He was taking this whole thing far better than Tony, clearly.
You have to admit, it's a bit of a strange story.
If someone offered me a chance to save Lee by kissing him, I wouldn't care about how strange the story was. Except that he probably would.
Well...
Tony hesitated. Was Lee telling him he wanted Tony to do the kissing? Or was he just trying to save Tony the embarrassment of trying to convince someone to come back to the studio with him by spouting some rather unlikely story about Lee being under a spell?
It's just a kiss, right?
Lee sounded like he was trying to sound casual.
Just a kiss,
Tony echoed. He couldn't imagine kissing Lee would be just a kiss. And he'd imagined kissing Lee fairly often by now. Among other things.
And you're gay,
Lee continued. And I've had a crush on you from the first time I saw you, cheesy as that sounds.
But you're not.
The tabloids might be completely unreliable when it came to facts, but Tony was pretty sure they'd have picked up on it if Lee was gay. If Lee was gay and dating some other guy. Tony corrected himself. But he's only dated women. So far. So maybe Lee just had his eyes on one specific guy he wanted to date. And maybe Mason will donate half his income to charity next year. Lee sighed.
I don't think there'll be a lot of people left hanging around at this time of night,
he said.
Oh.
Intelligent, articulate, and helpful. That was him.
I mean, I guess you might be right.
Characters in Henry's novels never had these sorts of problems when they were around the object of their undying love and devotion. Not that Tony'd read that many of them, of course. He'd just been curious what kind of books Henry wrote.
You don't have to kiss me, obviously,
Lee said.
I mean, if you don't want to, which you pretty clearly don't, I
do want to.
That's the problem. But was it really a problem? Lee didn't seem to think so. He just wants to get this over with so he can go home. And Lee'd been right when he'd said Tony might have a hard time finding someone else. Plus, do I really want to find someone else to kiss Lee? Tony was a wizard, not a saint.
Well then.
Lee smiled, looking slightly relieved and nervous at the same time.
Whenever you're ready, I guess. I'm not going anywhere.
The whole setup was just too perfect. Maybe I did cast that spell, while I was sleepwalking or something. Possibly, given time, the spell would fade on its own. Dawn wasn't that far off.
Tony?
Lee sounded worried. Lee sounded worried about him.
Sorry.
Lee shook his head.
No, I'm the one who's sorry, for assuming that just because you're gay, you'd be okay with kissing me.
Oh, screw this. There were limits to what Tony could take. And for those 10 seconds of absolute bliss that kissing Lee was, Tony knew he'd have happily sold his soul. Proverbially.
The end!
That was fun.